Callie Earlmeyer with the Audubon Wheelers joining us here after she recently announced that she is headed up to Storm Lake. She's going to travel up to Beavie. She's going to play softball and do some trap shooting while she's up there. Callie, I tell you what, always fun to catch up with you. I think you and I talked longer before we started the interview here today than what this interview may long last, and it might be a long interview.
No kidding. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Life seems to be treating you well right now. Let's start with this. How much pressure is lifted off the shoulders for you right now that the decision is done and that you know where you're going and what you're going to do?
It's definitely good to know like where I'm going and have that weight lifted off. I mean, it's just great to finally get some roots settled down for the next chapter and kind of see where I'm going next.
When you told mom and dad and when you contacted, you know, BV, the softball coaches and the trap shooting coaches, what was the response like from them that the decision was made and you knew where you wanted to go?
All of it was really good. I mean, the relationships that I've created with the coaches up in BV have just been outstanding. And my parents have been supportive no matter where I was planning on going. And BV's close to home, so they really enjoyed that decision as well.
Let's start with the recruiting process. When did things start for you? You've had an outstanding softball career, and you know I know we don't cover trap shooting, but I know and following what's going on that you've had a really, really good career there as well. So when did you start thinking you wanted to do one of those in school, and when did school start reaching out to you?
I really began looking at colleges during the start of my junior year, and I reached out to a couple different size colleges that I was interested in. During that, I kind of began to have a couple of schools reach out to me about softball. Originally, I kind of knew that softball was going to be the sport that I wanted to go to college for, and I really realized that my sophomore year, just that, you know, I was starting to get serious about it and really want to take that to the next step.
You're a pitcher, of course, in softball. What was it about the sport of softball that you really started to love and made you realize that you wanted to play it at the next level?
Softball's always kind of been a very important sport to me. I started pitching when I was in third grade, so it just kind of always clicked with me, and I always wanted to put the work into that sport and just really see where it took me.
You said you reached out to a couple of different size schools. Who were the first schools that you reached out to, and was it more about the education part, or was softball a really big part of that?
I reached out to Buena Vista pretty much right away in my recruiting process just because I knew it was close to home and I knew they had a really good program. And immediately when I got up there, I talked with Coach Nasita, and she really just kind of established, you know, the fact that I was new to the recruiting process and that it was really important to find the school for mostly the education and for the living and the softball that would come. So after talking to her, I kind of just really opened my eyes to that and looked at the fact that, you know, I have to see myself going to this college and really liking it there before I choose for the softball aspect of things.
Did anything in the conversation with Coach kind of surprise you about, you know, college softball and kind of maybe open your eyes a little bit to how different it is maybe than the high school game?
Yeah, we kind of covered all of the aspects of everything, and I knew it was going to be definitely a bigger step up than regular high school ball, but overall, I mean, the team atmosphere was great and nothing really stood out as to, you know, the bigger steps up. It's just, you know, commitments there and you just have to put a lot of work in, but everybody's there for the same reason, so the team environment is great.
A former Audubon Wheeler in Lacey Volk went up and played softball up at BV as well years ago, played basketball there as well. Do you know Lacey, and have you had any conversations with her about what it's like to be there and to be able to participate and do different sports?
I haven't gotten to talk to Lacey yet, but I've definitely heard a lot of things and great things about her career as a Wheeler and a Beaver. So I look forward to hopefully getting in touch with her soon.
When did trap shooting start coming into the picture for you? I know you've been involved at the, you know, at the school level for a while, but when did that start coming into the picture for you as far as at the next level?
I always have kind of been in trap shooting. I mean, I've been hunting with my dad since I was little, and in seventh grade, my cousin reached out to me and said, "Hey, I think you'd like this." And I got involved in it, and really, it just kind of took off about my sophomore year again, and I realized that, hey, colleges are also doing trap shooting, so if that's a possibility, then I'd love to do that as well. And fortunately, BV just started their trap program this year. So when I went up there to go and talk to the softball coach, I also got in touch with the trap shooting coach, and it just kind of also was one of those things that it was an opportunity for me to take, and I knew that I'd love doing it.
Now, you mentioned after you started reaching out to some colleges and some colleges started to reach out to you, who were they? And was it softball mainly, or was that there were some that reached out to you about a combination of doing softball and being able to trap shoot?
Yeah, Dickton down in Atchison, Kansas was one of those that I have been in contact with, along with Wayne State and Dort. Dort also carried trap shooting, so I looked into that for quite a bit. And other colleges have reached out to me, but they were just kind of farther away than I would like to travel to go to college. So I just kind of stayed in my area and decided to go from there.
As you started visiting colleges, you said the first one you went to was BV. Kind of take us through that initial visit to what it was like. And in the conversation that you and I had before the interview, you really kind of fell in love with the program, the school, the community, and the whole of BV. So what was it about the trip?
Yeah, I originally went up to BV just because it was always a familiar college for me. And once I got up on campus, I almost knew that I could see myself living there, and everybody was so accommodating, and I met the team on the first visit I went to, and everybody was just so great. All of the facilities are well kept, and it was just a very great school. And after that, I kind of compared all of the colleges I visited to BV, because BV was always on the top of my list, and nothing quite compared. I just could see myself living at BV more than anything.
You went to three more colleges, you had told me. Take us through those trips, the schools you went to, and if any of them maybe started to push, you know, that decision to go to BV.
Yep. So the second visit I went on was Benedictine down in Atchison, Kansas, and that was a beautiful college, and all the facilities were great. The coach was awesome as well. It was just a very far drive compared to BV. It was almost double the time, and I could just kind of see myself living at BV, being closer to home, and that just kind of was the deal breaker for me on that one. Wayne State was also a very beautiful campus. That was a very close second, and I was in contact with the softball coach there, and I also visited Dort, and Dort also offered trap shooting, so that was one of them that also opened my eyes to the fact that was also a possibility, but just looking back, I could see myself fitting in at BV better.
Let's start with Wayne State. Out of Wayne State and Dort, you said it was a very close second. What was it about the trip there that you really liked and that piqued your interest?
The facilities were great at Wayne State. Everybody was also very accommodating, and it was just a bigger school than what I was planning on going to, so that kind of opened my eyes to the fact that, you know, I could meet a lot of new people and have a little bit different of an aspect than Audubon, Iowa, just because Audubon's a pretty small town, and looking back on it now, I just kind of wanted that small town feel, and BV really gave that to me.
You mentioned Dort offering trap shooting, so that kind of piqued your attention. As you found out that BV and then also Dort down the road had trap shooting, how much did being able to have trap shooting still be a part of your career? How much did that start playing into the role with your decision?
At first, it didn't really have too much of an impact because I never really considered trap shooting out of high school, but I realized that Dort had trap shooting, so then I started looking into other colleges that might possibly carry trap shooting as well as softball, and coincidentally, BV started their trap shooting program this year, so it was just kind of one of those things that worked out really well.
How long ago did you come to that final conclusion that BV is really where you wanted to be?
I have been in contact with BV, and I've been really close to the coaches and the team for about a year now, but we really started getting things finalized about a month ago.
What have they told you about, you know, where they feel you can help their program and where they feel you can still get better before you come into the program after this summer?
They are very accommodating for everything that I'm willing to put forth toward the team. They're always looking for pitchers, and they have been very impressed so far with the improvements I've made each season. I'm still looking to improve on my shoulder. I had shoulder surgery a couple months ago, but we're coming out of that really good. And they've been really accommodating toward that as well, and getting a strength program and everything. And everything's just kind of working out really well with that.
You mentioned the shoulder and the surgery. How will that impact your summer, or do you feel that you'll be 100% by the time the softball season rolls around for the Wheelers this summer?
I'm really hoping to be back to 100% in a couple more weeks, so then I can even get some spring ball in with the team, and it shouldn't be too big of a roadblock for the upcoming months or weeks. So, yeah.
What's the goals for this season for you and this Wheeler team? There's a lot of potential there to have a really good year.
Oh, there is so much potential with this Wheeler team this year, and I honestly have really high hopes for us. The conference is going to be tough, but I really think that we could be a top team and a top contender this year.
Let's talk a little bit about the trap shooting as well. We've kind of hinted on it a little bit, but you're going to BV. What the conversation's been like with the trap shooting coaches, and what do you expect to be, you know, with that program, what they're going to be heading into year two by the time you get there?
Yeah, so I talked to the trap shooting coach just about, like, the layout of how everything would go down and where the trap shooting ranges are located around Storm Lake. And I also talked with him about the fact that softball is going to be a very big part of my schedule, and we worked to kind of work around that, and it worked overall really well, and they were all really accommodating. And Coach Sarah, my softball coach, was all for the fact that I was going out for that, and she helped out a lot, and it just overall kind of fit in great.
One other last thing here before we get to the education part of the thing. I know there's two local athletes I can think of right now. Peyton Gross from IKM Manning, who I know you played against a little bit in high school, and also Kendall Hilgenberg from up at Kemper Catholic, that are both up there. Did you get a chance to talk to them while you were on your trips up to BV?
Yeah, I actually have gotten to stay with Kendall a couple times when I was staying with the team, and we've had a great time, and I've met a lot of the sophomores on the team because she's a sophomore this year. And Kate and I've gotten to talk to a couple times as well, just about how she went through everything and how much success she's really had. And so it was great to talk to both of them, really.
And with Peyton being a pitcher, what was those conversations like, and what did you learn from her?
It was kind of one of those things that I just asked about how her schedule was and how everything's holding up and if she really enjoyed college ball, and all of it was really great information to have.
Now let's talk education. You're not just going up there to throw the softball and to, you know, and to do some trap shooting. You're going to get that education as well. What do you want to go into, and do you know what you want to do with your future?
Yeah, I would like to go into agricultural business and possibly minor in finance as well, just to kind of return to a small town like Audubon and get into some ag financing or ag loans.
Well, I tell you what, you're going to be successful in whatever you do. We wish you the best of luck coming up with softball and trap shooting up at BV. Congratulations on making that decision and getting that weight off of your shoulder. And looking forward to seeing you winning some golf tournaments coming up this spring as well. So thanks very much for all the time here today, Callie.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Callie Earlmeyer again with the Audubon Wheelers. Again, she is headed to Buena Vista up in Storm Lake. She'll play softball and trap shoot.